To be beautiful is to be healthy. It's time for Beauty Inside Out with hosts Lisa Davis and the star of the show, David Pollack.
I like to think of myself as a pretty hip and happening mom, but you know, we can all use some help. Oh, thank you. And David, I think you're a pretty hip and happening dad, but it doesn't mean we don't need a little help. And we've got the perfect person, David. I'm going to bring her in. She is a fantastic Nina Sutton. She's a blogger, host, and spokesperson specializing in mommy beauty and style. She is also one of the winners of People Magazine's Real Beauty at Every Age contest and was featured in the April 2012 Most Beautiful issue. And boy, is she gorgeous and smart. Hello, Nina.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
So thank you so much for coming on. All right, let's talk about being chic and fabulous, like your book says. What does it take? What do we mommies need to do? And daddies, too. Let's throw in some daddies.
Yeah.
David's a single dad, right?
we'll throw them in, too. Well, I think that, you know, it's all about planning and organizing yourself, because everyone has it in them if they have the time, right? If we had hours every day to exercise and do our hair and our makeup and get our clothes ready, of course it'd be great. But when you're pressed for time and you've got so much responsibility and you're taking care of everyone else around you, it's about, you know, organizing yourself so that you have all the tools ready to make yourself feel and look good no matter what, and knowing your limits. Also, you know, if you've got only a couple of minutes, well, today maybe I'll make sure my hair's, you know, properly done, and I'll just throw on a little bit of makeup. Or maybe another day you throw a hat on, but you're, you know, you do more of your makeup. It just depends on and knowing, you know, what's going on that day, and having everything ready at your fingertips.
I got to say, you mentioned single dad, so not just moms here, but I do the same. I make a list of everything I'm going to do in the morning, and you'll laugh. I leave notes for myself on the floor, so I can't even get out the door without seeing it. And that way I stay somewhat awesome. Organized, because there's no way you can do it all. Career, a house, raising kids. I mean, it's not easy.
It's not easy, and especially when you want to, let's face it, when you feel, you know, you feel like you look good, you know, you go out into the world and you have you're more confident, you've got a smile on your face, and that's really what it's, you know, all about. You talk about beauty
exactly.
From the inside out, but it's worth it to take some time to make ourselves feel good. So even from, you know, for moms, even planning, you know, and we hear it, but sometimes we don't always do it. Planning our outfits the night before, or knowing, you know, pulling things that we know we can throw on in a moment's notice.
You talk about a few things. One is me time. And when I say me time, I think you're talking about the individual moms, not just about David, right?
Right.
What do you suggest?
Yeah,
it's David's world. It's David's world. Everybody, you know.
Yes.
Talk to me about me time.
Me time. I know. What me time? Wait, what are you talking about?
Me
time is so vital for moms, and, you know, especially just stress relief in general. A lot of moms are working these days, and then they've got volunteer things at school and school activities and finances and husbands and, you know, you name it, and social life. And so even just, you know, getting into the bathtub and locking the door of the bathroom for 10 minutes can do wonders, I think, for people. And I try to do it almost every day, even when I hear pounding on the door.
Wait, for 10, you get 10 minutes every day.
10 minutes. I get 10 whole minutes.
Each and every day. I'm impressed. You are
that
organized.
Is impressive.
I can't.
My 8-year-old stands outside the door and talks to me.
Oh, yeah. I'll hear that, and I'll be like, I can't hear you.
If it's not a kid, it's my dog.
Exactly.
So true. But it's worth it. You know, it does everything. Even or doing some yoga stretches for a few minutes a day, if you can't get to the gym or don't have time to get out for whatever, it gives a world of difference in your outlook.
Okay, you talk about mom's night out. Talk about that for a minute. Now, what is mom's night out?
Oh, mom's
I
night
need
out
that.
Is very important. It's just making time for their friends and friends, you know, outside of the family, not necessarily a couple's night out. This is mommy going out with her friends and keeping up her relationships and her girlfriends, because
we
oftentimes don't do that. And it's at least once a month. I think it is so important for moms to do this.
I got to tell you, with the ladies I deal with, and I deal with them more from skincare and how to hide this imperfection or fix this, but a lot of women have so much on their plates and they're working so hard, and then they feel guilty to get any time to themselves. And it's a shame, because what you're suggesting truly is brilliant. You women deserve it, and then just feel guilty for some reason. You do need to take time for yourself. Yeah, and here's a great one with friends or maybe your girlfriends or sisters or whatever it's going to be. I think it's great.
And, you know, you go back to your family and your children and your husband and you're happier and you've had some, you know, and they feel it too. I mean, it really bleeds on to everybody. So, and it's not that much time away. Let's face it, 2 hours one night a month is not going to, you shouldn't feel guilty about that.
Oh, wait, a whole 2 hours?
Yeah, you're right. Now, this is something that I definitely need to do because I'm so busy with, you know, my work and my family that I have let my friends kind of fall by the wayside. And now I'm starting to try to be like, hey, let's get back in touch. Let's do it. And then they're like, oh, how about next week? I'm like, oh, I've got this. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I have to figure out a way to make this time because friendships are so vital to our health.
Lisa, you're like the Energizer Bunny. You never stop. You are somebody, one of the busiest people in this business. She really is phenomenal. I don't know how she juggles it all.
Well, and it does.
That's why I don't see my friends.
You're right about the health thing, though.
Go ahead.
It's so much.
Yeah,
no,
it's true.
People who have strong, it's proven, right? Strong social connections make you, you know, build your immune system, make you healthier.
Yep.
And it's not necessarily just getting, you know, yes, we all love social media, but not necessarily being behind the computer. It's actually really connecting with other people physically and in person.
Yeah, it's so true.
Yep.
Yeah, recently I became friends with one of my daughter's friends' mothers, and we went out to lunch, and I was like, I can't believe I'm out to lunch. She's like, what do you do? Yeah, what do you never leave? I said, well, I might have a home studio, you know, this and that. And it was so refreshing to get to know someone new and to be out. And so we're going to try to do it, you know, every couple weeks. I'm pretty excited.
I suggested that to a mom or two, but it didn't work out for me. Not what you meant. No, sorry.
Well, and or even just volunteering. And the other thing, too, is even, you know, there's if even for stay-at-home moms is getting out and maybe volunteering or doing something that's of interest outside of the family. I know that a lot of people don't like to say that, you know, all the focus should be on the family, but even just getting out and having their own interests. So one day when their kids say, you know, go off to college or whatever, they actually
have
their skill set up too.
But you actually hit on something. We're talking about moms getting time to themselves, times with their girlfriends or outside family. But let's talk about like a family date night. And so like, you know, my son is now older, but I cherish to get to spend time with him before he's grown and goes off. But you talk about something called family date night. Talk about that for a minute.
Family date night, I think, is great. It's just whether it's everybody goes down to the park and has a picnic together. But it's getting out of the home and, you know, going out to dinner. You know, I know that if it's too expensive, a picnic, going for a walk together, just really spending that time together that is not, again, not just, say, with your husband, but the kids love it too. And, you know, even the family game nights that everyone, you know, loves to talk about. But I like getting out, too. I think the kids like to get out and about also.
I agree, but I even love the board games because you can build up so many memories from all of it. We just actually, there was a group of friends playing a game the other day where you actually have to act things out. Okay, that's a whole nother conversation.
Oh, fun. I wish I'd been there.
No. I made sure there was no cameras. but truly, to be able to bond with friends and family, I mean, that's the takeaway from all this is just the special bonding time and making time for you, your family, your friends. I think what you're suggesting is phenomenal, and most of us take it for granted.
Yeah, take it for granted and don't do it or don't take the time to do it. Oh, no, I don't have time for that. I don't have time for that. And really, that's what's going to put that big smile on your face. And then I think when people smile, that's when they're the most beautiful. So it's like a full circle thing.
Yeah, it sure is. Well, Nina, once again, thank you so much. Nina's the author of The Chic Mom's Guide to Feeling Fabulous. Nina, how do we learn more about you?
You can check out my blog, thechicmomsguide.com, or Facebook, it's /Nina J. Sutton.
Oh, Nina, thank you so much. Everyone, take Nina's wonderful advice. I got to get back to my girlfriends and get out there. David, keep playing those board games. Sounds like a lot of fun. And everyone, keep listening to Radio MD, Beauty Inside Out. Thanks so much, and be well.